Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom, good morning, good morning. This is a beautiful Friday morning, May 22nd, 2015, and God has blessed us through another week, and we should be rejoicing in the fact that we're not alone, that God is here with us. And I'd like to thank Unbroken Light, they're a band that contributed music to this podcast and every podcast each morning. And I thank God for them. That is the band Unbroken Light. And you can reach them on Facebook. They have a Facebook, Unbroken Light. They also have a Twitter account. And they also have a website, unbrokenlight.com. And so I am thankful to God for, you know, the people that he allows me to cross their path and them to cross my path. And I am just thankful for what God is doing, the moves that he is making, the rearrangement on this earth to connect his people in the spirit. And so we're going to go ahead and move into the assignment, the kingdom assignment for today. The kingdom assignment, embrace God's gift. Embrace God's gift. So God is, you know, allowing us to have gifts. He gives us gifts. And, you know, sometimes we aren't so receptive. And then sometimes we are receptive, but then we don't embrace what God has given us. So God is reminding us that I have given you a gift and that you must embrace it. You ought to embrace it. My base scripture is coming from John 3, 1 through 21. Kind of a lengthy passage today, but it is very relative and significant for today's people and today's situation. So I have taken a little time to get a little bit of a story version according to the book, and we will read. John 3, 1 through 21. Now there came a man of the Pharisees whose name was Nicodemus, a member of the council. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could do the miraculous signs that you do unless God were with him." Jesus replied, "I tell you the solemn truth. Unless a person is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter his mother's womb and be born a second time, can he?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the solemn truth. Unless a person is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus replied, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you don't understand these things? I tell you the solemn truth. We speak about what we know and testify about what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I have told you people about earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Now this is the basis for judging, that the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil deeds hates the light and does not come to the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God." And again, that was a plain version of the context of John 3:1-21, it was so that you could understand the actual story of Nicodemus and the conversation that took place between Nicodemus, a Pharisee, and Jesus Christ. And so the text is, or the assignment is, embrace God's gift, and we're going to focus on John 3:16. And King James Version says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's John 3:16, the King James Version. Also, base scripture, 2 Chronicles 36:14-16. And 19-23. "Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of the Lord, which he has hallowed in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy." And then 19-23, 2 Chronicles, King James Version. "And they burnt the house of God and break down the wall of Jerusalem and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof, and them that had rescued from the sword, carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the words of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me, and he had charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. And then we have Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, and even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And this is a timely, timely message to God's people, to kingdom and for kingdom, embracing God's gift. God gave, you know, the ultimate gift, and that was himself manifested in man and manifested in flesh to come here on this earth and to live and teach us the way of God, to teach us how to live by example and through the word, and then to die on the cross for our sins so that we may have liberty, we may be restored, we may have redemption, we may have. And, you know, God saw a need for man, and God met that need. Isn't God so faithful in meeting us where we are and meeting us in our need? So God is saying, embrace my gift. Embrace the gift that I have given you. And not that his son was the only gift that he's given us. He's blessed us and given us many, many gifts. And God is so faithful in that he prepares us for the gift that he has provided for us. And God is summoning us to use our gifts for his work, for kingdom. You know, I've seen oftentimes that, you know, we have gifts. The first thing that we must do is identify that we do have a gift. And when we identify that God has given us a gift, blessed us with a gift, could be the gift of prophecy, it could be the gift of exhortation, it could be the gift of teaching, it could be the gift of giving. Whatever gift God blesses us with, we ought to be found using it to build and uplift the kingdom of God. But instead, we are ashamed of the gift. We are concerned about what people are going to say or think about us, and we refuse to move forward in the gift that God has provided for us. You know, I see a lot of people on this earth that are not happy in the places that they are. They're not happy in the jobs that they're working. They're not happy with their home life. Nothing around them makes them happy. And it's because they're not flowing, free-flowing in the gift that God has given them. You know, God is so mindful that we have to constantly be reminded that he is our source. And if we can get that concept down and begin to look and seek God for the solutions, to seek God for the instructions and the directions on how to move forward, then God will meet us where we are, and he will constantly remind us of the gifts that he's given us. He will put down in our soul a stirring that will make us not contempt. It wouldn't make us comfortable where we are. It wouldn't make us content in our situation. It will be a stirring, a drawing that God is allowing us to feel deep down in our spirit, deep down in our soul, that there is something more. If you feel like that on this morning, I summons you to get in the presence of God and begin to talk and speak to God and let him reveal to you the gifts that he's given to you. You know, God is saying that we're letting our gifts lay dormant. And because we're letting our gifts lay dormant, we're not accepting the gifts that he has given us. We're not using the gifts that he has given us for his glory. We are being unappreciative. And God is not happy. You know, I said a while back, God, as long as you tell me, I will go. Whatever you tell me, I will go. I do not care what man thinks and how man feels, because you are with me. And we've got to get to the point to where God can speak to us and reveal to us the gifts that he's given us. And we begin to identify those gifts, and we nurture those gifts through the word of God. We nurture those gifts through communion with your Father, the Creator. We nurture those gifts by going out and glorifying the kingdom in testimony to our sisters and our brothers. You know, this is the time that we should be moving more towards our gifts and more toward the kingdom of God. But what I have found is that people are moving away from the kingdom of God. Instead, they don't want to be connected with the kingdom. They don't want to be associated with God, our Father, the Creator. They don't want to be associated with anything that is good, because they're afraid of what man may say. They're afraid of what man may think. They're afraid to think outside the box. They're afraid to just take a step and be a leader and not a follower. But God is calling on those leaders that he has built in you, the leadership skills that he has given you, for he has provided for you all that you need. And he is calling on you now to step out and be a leader like never before. And God says that I am moving. My spirit moves on this earth, searching for an available and willing vessel that will come and be accepting in the gifts that I have imparted, the wisdom and the knowledge that I have imparted in you, so that you may go out on this earth and you may teach and preach my gospel. You may teach and preach the good news and lead the people to me. Lead the people to my son, Jesus Christ. Lead the people to the word so that they may be reborn. They may be saved. They may be liberated. They may be set apart from this world, and they may represent my kingdom, that I may be glorified. And so God is saying, for your assignment today, embrace his gifts. Embrace the gifts that he has given to you. Embrace those gifts like never before. Hold on to those gifts for dear life, because those gifts are what, you know, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. And so you have got to understand that even in society, even in this world, I have learned that your gift, God has given you that gift so that you may move about this earth and you may use that gift to win people to the kingdom, to tell people of Jesus Christ, God's love for them, and to admonish. We talked about admonishing and exhorting. We talked about, you know, just being a good example, being a good example, being the example that God would have you be in this time, being the example that leads people to the word, being the example that stirs up the curiosity of man, being the example that begins to condemn man from their wayward ways and their worldly ways. And so we've got to step up to the plate. You know, we have so many, you know, people that are Christians, or claim to be Christians, that aren't stepping up to the plate. They don't want to mature. They want to stay exactly where they are. And God is saying it's time to grow up in this word. It's time to mature in this word. It's time to get off that baby food. We can't even begin. It's time for you to eat solids. It's time for your body. Your body has been designed to process these solids, the solids of the wisdom and knowledge and the truth of God and the word. And so we've got to be able to digest this word so that we can regurgitate this word in the time of need. we can regurgitate this word when it is needed to encourage your sisters and your brothers. We can regurgitate this word to provide leadance and guidance to those people that may need instructions, that have been looking. There are people all over this earth that are roaming, that are searching for God, that are searching for a word, that are searching for liberation. And God is providing those things, but he cannot provide it if you're not a willing vessel. And you're not willing to move about this earth. You're not willing. You're content in the place where you are. And you're not willing to step up to the plate. You're not willing to move forward in the kingdom. Instead, you're moving backwards. You're retracting. You're recanting. You're moving. You're scooting backwards. And that's what I see in the spirit, is that you don't want to come forward. You instead are moving backwards quickly. And God says, I stand here with my outstretched arm. I am waiting for you. I am summoning for you. I am calling you. That is me in the midnight hours that is speaking to you, that wake you up at night, that speak and impart into you the plan that I have for your life, the assignment where you are moving forward, the dreams and visions I have given you, the dreams and visions I am imparting in you of the things to come, the catastrophic things that are to come. And my people will not be ready because you choose to stand still and you're not moving forward in the plan that I have for your life. And God is summoning us to move, move like never before. When a command comes, move. Don't think about it. Don't delay, because you don't know what blessing, whose blessing you're holding up. You don't know whose blood is going to be on your hands, because when God gives you an assignment, that you're accountable for that assignment. That assignment could be a situation. That assignment could be a person. That assignment could be whatever God deems necessary at that particular time. We've got to have our ears open. We've got to be sensitive to the Spirit so that God may reveal to us what thus saith the Lord. And so today's kingdom assignment is, I admonish you to God's gift. Embrace it like never before. To embrace means to accept, to be in acceptance. And you cannot be in acceptance if your heart is not accepting of the word. So you're embracing it. And embrace means not only accept, but it means to nurture it. It means to continue to allow it to grow. It means to fill it with the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And so what you're doing is you're embracing the gift. You are saying that I believe, Father, that you sent your son here to die for me so that I may have the liberty to preach your gospel, to teach your gospel, to prophesy, to exhort, to be giving in the kingdom. All of this is for the building of the kingdom. And do you know that because God has imparted us the gift, God has given us the assignment, he has provided everything that we need. All we have to do is believe and have faith in the word that God has given us and move out on that faith. Take some type of action on that faith. And as you begin to take action, you'll see God move like never before. God will move obstacles. God will make paths for you. He will make the crooked paths straight for you so that you may walk. He will light the path so that you may walk in darkness. There's darkness all around you, but he will give you a light so that you may see the path that you're walking. He will avenge you. He will vindicate you. He will justify you. And so because God is all-encompassing, we do not have to depend on man for anything. All we need is God. All we need is God. And if you could really, really come to terms with that and get that in your mind, your heart, and your spirit, watch God move on your behalf. God is still moving on this earth as it is in heaven. God is moving in the kingdom. And I don't know about you, I would not want to miss his movement. You got so many things happening into society today. You see the movement of the enemy. He is running rampant over this earth. But God is still yet moving. He's moving for us. He's moving on your behalf. And he'll be your all in all. So let's start embracing the gift that God has given us. You don't want to find yourself being unappreciative. You don't want to find yourself with gifts that God has given you laying dormant. You don't want to find yourself in a place to where God is angry and judgment has been cast upon you because you're not doing what thus saith the Lord. I would like to remind you that God is moving, and he's moving rapidly on this earth. He is moving like never before, for we're in the last days. And time has picked up. Everything is accelerated. If you haven't noticed it, just stand still for a little while and watch things move around you. Look at the time and how quickly we're shifting and moving through these climates, and we're shifting through time. We're shifting through the day. We're shifting. We are asleep because you're not recognizing the movement of God on this earth. I thank God for your listening ears. I thank God for another morning that he has visited us to give us a word. I thank God for the warning, for the admonishment, for the encouragement, for the instructions and the guidance that God has provided us. And most of all, I thank God because he meets us where we are. I pray that your weekend is blessed. I pray that you have a joyous day today and that you're found using the gift that God has given you. I pray that God admonishes you to reach out to your sisters and your brothers. Stay tuned this weekend on Sunday from 2:30 to 3:30, icebreakerradio.com. My show is Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler. I can also be reached at Twitter at PT with S. Butler. I can also be reached on Facebook at Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler. And I can be reached by email on ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. Your day is blessed. I pray that you embrace God's gifts today. I pray that you are blessed. And until we see or meet again on Monday morning for the next assignment that God has given us, be blessed.